Welcome to another episode of the Illusions and Truth Show with Robert Sheinfeld.
Welcome to another opportunity to exchange limiting and restricting lies, illusions, and stories for a direct and consistent experience of truth. In this episode, I want to address a topic that the odds are you are very, 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 very familiar with. And it's a scenario that goes something like this. You have a list, probably a long list, of things that you want to, what I call, change, fix, and improve in your life. Another way of looking at this that I've talked about before is imagine that I was a magic genie and I showed up in front of you and I offered to grant you a bunch of wishes. You know, you have a list of the things that you really want to have in your life, the stuff you don't have that you want to have, the stuff that you may have some of but you want more of, and then the quote-unquote negative stuff that's present that you'd like to get rid of. You know, those are the typical kinds of categories. And so the odds are you've had a list for a long time, and maybe you've gotten some of the things, maybe not. We'll get into that in a minute. The list has changed, perhaps, if we were to go back over the last 10 years or 15 years or whatever, or the list may be the same, whatever. But there's a list. And odds are you have been doing a lot of things to try to change, fix, and improve your life to get the things that are on that list. The odds are you have embraced all kinds of teachings and philosophies, and you've read books, and you've gone to workshops and seminars, and perhaps you've gotten coaching, and you've listened to audio sets or webinars or online courses or whatever it is. You've used all kinds of techniques that are pitched as what I call magic bullet techniques. You know, you can get anything you want in your life. Just use this technique, pump what you want through it, and you'll get it. And finally, the odds are that despite having that list, let's just say for a long time, and despite taking all the actions that you've taken trying to get what's on your list, the odds are you are still not living the life that matches what's on that list. Maybe you haven't gotten anything on your list yet. Maybe you've gotten some things, but then new things came onto your list to replace them. Or maybe you got some things temporarily, like financially or relationship-wise or something, but then you couldn't hold on to it, and you don't have it now. So you got what you wanted temporarily as it appeared, but you don't have it now. So the net of it is, the odds are right now you've got a list and it's got a lot of things on it. You still are trying to find a way, or you're embracing a way, or using a technique or method or practice or whatever, trying to get it, but there's a growing amount, if your journey is like mine, of frustration with not being able to get what you want. And all of the techniques that sound so promising and sound so optimistic, and they all have testimonials about the magic that they've worked in someone's life. If your journey is like mine and so many of the people that come into my sphere of influence, whether you're fully aware of it consciously or not, there is a growing, growing, growing level of frustration with the same old. You know, I embrace a technique, I embrace a teaching, I embrace a whatever, I get all excited, I optimistically throw myself into it, follow all the instructions to the letter, really hoping that this time, this technique, this approach, this coach, this guru, this whatever is going to finally help me get what I want. But then dead end after dead end after dead end, frustration after frustration after frustration. That's what my journey was like. That's what so many of the journeys of people that come into my sphere of influence are like. So in this audio, which I could probably make 28 million hours long, but I'm going to keep it short and sweet and plant some seeds, drop some drops in your pond that can hopefully ripple out and provide some value for you now and on an ongoing basis. And then at the end, I'll tell you how you can get more information on what I'm planting seeds on if that's something that you feel motivated to do. So why don't you have what it is that you want? Why is it that despite the lists, despite the actions, despite the repetitive use of techniques, whatever, you don't have what you want? Well, let's look at this as if we are objective scientists. And so let's look at the logical possibilities, the options, as to why that is the case. The first answer to the question, why don't you have what you want, to my bias, from my experience, is it is not yet your time to have it. One of the things that I'm very unique in offering through all of the teachings that I offer and that I have offered for a long time is that each of us come into this human experience with a specific, you could call it, mission or purpose or theme. There are specific things that we came here to do, be, experience, however you want to language it. It's like every movie that you go to, it's about something. It's not about everything. It's about a specific something happening to a particular person. The same thing with all the novels out there, the stories and books. Same thing about TV shows. There's always a specific kind of a theme or a mission or a purpose or something specific. It can be very complicated, but something very specific that's being explored and experienced and that the story is all about. And my bias is, it's the same thing with you, it's the same thing with me, it's the same thing with everyone. And so a lot of times we get it into our mind that we really want to have da-da-da-da in our lives, and we start pushing for it at a particular moment in time. And it may be part of our mission and purpose, it may not. We'll get to the may not in a minute. But there are a lot of times, I'm going to make up numbers, it could be different for you, that there's something that is really meant to happen in your life. It's really part of your story, as I call it. But it's not meant to happen until you're 40 as part of your unique mission and purpose and reason for being here. And so if you start pushing for it when you're 20, if you start pushing for it when you're 30, you are going to be frustrated. The techniques aren't going to work, however you want to look at it and call it, because it isn't your time yet. And my bias is, you know, there's a saying out there you've probably heard. It's an English saying. If you're listening to this and you're primary language is not English, maybe there's a saying like this, maybe there's not. But in English, it's timing is everything. And you hear about this for success in business and career and with all kinds of things. Timing is everything. You got to be in the right place at the right time. There's also this screaming teaching out there that you have the power to create absolutely anything you want at any time that you want. But there's also a lot of stuff out there that does, in fact, reinforce what I'm saying without the mission and purpose thing necessarily, but being addressed, visually, visibly. But it's true. Timing is everything. And a lot of people don't like to hear this because they want to believe what I call the party line, that you have unlimited power and you can create anything you want at any time that you want. But my bias is, and if you look at your own experience and you look at the experience of people all over the world, you know, it just isn't true that you can create anything that you want whenever you want. Timing does matter. And so the first possible reason, again, being an objective scientist, why you don't have one or more of the things on your list is that it is, in fact, part of your mission, part of your purpose, part of your story for you to have it, but not yet. I can tell you dozens of things that were on my list when I was in my teens, that were on my list when I was in my 20s, that I did ultimately experience, but I didn't experience for a really long time after I started trying to do it, because again, it was not part of my unique mission and purpose for me to have that at the younger age. So that's the first possibility. It isn't your time yet to have that. And if it isn't your time to have that, it doesn't matter how hard you try, and it doesn't matter how badly you want it, and it doesn't matter what technique you use, and it doesn't matter how many people had great success, as they describe it, getting what they wanted by using that particular technique. If it isn't your time, it's not going to happen. The second possibility as to why you're not getting what it is that's on your list that you want, that you've been trying to produce, is because it does not align with your mission or your purpose. It's not part of your story. And somehow, somewhere along the line, something that you saw in the media, something you saw on TV, something you saw in a story or a movie or a TV show or a coach gave you, or a speaker or a personal development, spiritual development coach or whatever, somebody planted a seed in your mind of you wanting to get this desire, you know, you wanting to make this amount of money, you wanting to have a relationship that fit these parameters and specifics, you know, you wanted to build a business that this or that. Somehow that idea got popped into your mind and you started going for it, but it isn't part of your mission or purpose to actually have that thing happen in your life. And that means two things. First, it just means the obvious. It wasn't part of your life for whatever reason. There are lots of things at the time of this recording. I'm 59 years old. There are lots of things that I have not experienced in this life and that I'll never experience in this life. It just isn't what my life has been about, and yet it has been for other people. So the first thing is, it just isn't part of your life to have that thing at all. And then underneath that is, even if you did have that, it wouldn't ultimately make you happy. It would not float your boat. It would not fulfill you. It would not lead to whatever positives you think that it would. So again, many people don't like hearing this because they've been taught forever, and they really want it to be true, that they have the power to create absolutely anything that they get their conscious mind set on. And so they don't like the idea that there's any kind of a limiter at all, even something, you know, from a big global, spiritual, behind-the-scenes truth with a capital T perspective about mission and purpose and what they really came here to do and what their life is really all about. You know, they don't like the idea that there's a limiter even like that. But to me, being an objective scientist, it is a possibility that you have to acknowledge in terms of why you don't have what's on your list right now. So that's the second possibility. The third possibility is, again, if we're being objective scientists, is that the actions that you are taking, and bear with the language here, you'll know what I mean, the actions that you've taken are not the right ones to help you get what it is that you want. I'll give you an example that may not apply to you, but it just happens to be an example that's coming to my mind because I'm a writer, and so I'm aware of things with publishers and such. In today's day and age, if you want to get a book published by a major publisher, in general, there are some exceptions, but today, very few. You can't just pop your manuscript into an envelope and send it to a publishing house and say, hey, will you publish my book? In general, with very few exceptions, that strategy just does not work. And there are other kinds of variations like that. There are reasons that that doesn't work. In today's day and age, the publishers use agents as filters, if you will, and they pretty much will not consider anything unless an agent in general that they already have a relationship with or an agent whatever submits it and has filtered it because they cannot possibly keep up with all the people that want to get their books published. There's just no way. And there are other variations of that, that somebody wants something, they're using a particular strategy, and the strategy just is not an effective one. That is theoretically possible as the reason for why you're not getting what you want, is that you're not using the right strategy for you or to match what's going on in the world today. Now, my bias is that if that's what's going on, there's something that you want. Theoretically, you could have it in terms of mission and purpose and such, but you don't have it, and you're using a strategy that isn't effective. My bias, and I could go on for hours about this, but we don't have time here, is that that ties back to it's not your time yet, that I mentioned as the first possibility, because the way I look at the world, if it was your time, then the strategy that you were using would be the right one, so to speak, or it would work. And so it loops back to the first one. But theoretically, it's possible that right now, at this particular moment in time, or the moments in time going backwards, that the strategies you've been using have not been the most effective ones, the ones that are most likely to get you what you want. I spend an awful lot of time, you know, going through courses and different kinds of things that teach you how to do things. And there's so much stuff out there about somebody that says, okay, if this is what you want, here is how to do it. Here's the cutting edge, whatever the language is, strategy that works well today to help you get that particular thing. And there's all this stuff, complicated stuff, going on in the world, and you need to know these things, and if you just use this correct quote-unquote strategy, then you can get what you want. But again, my bias is behind all of this is mission and purpose and theme and timing. And so again, to me, although that seems like it's a standalone possibility that you're just quote-unquote doing it wrong, to me, that ties back, because if you were meant as part of your mission and purpose and whatever to do it right, you would. So the final possibility, and I'm sure that you've seen something like this, many things like this on your journey, if your journey is like mine, is that there's something that's blocking you from getting what you want. And the typical screaming of the party line is you've got some limiting, self-sabotaging belief that's in your subconscious mind, your unconscious mind, or there's something about the way your brain is wired, so to speak, is usually the language. And again, it comes back to there's some limiting something that's hardwired, so to speak, into the neurons in your brain that has to be retaught, reconditioned, re-whatever, in order to enable you to get what it is that you want. And if you're into the more metaphysical, spiritual, esoteric kinds of dynamics, then you can be told it's something in your karma, it's some past life something, there's some block, in essence, whatever the description of it is, that's in the way and that's stopping you from getting what you want. And then there's all kinds of methods and practices and techniques and healing dynamics and different things that are designed to then address those blocks, remove those blocks, dissolve those blocks. And then the promise is, well, as soon as you dissolve that thing that's been blocking you, because you do have the power to create anything you want, is usually tandem to that, you'll get what you want. Now, again, this is theoretically possible, and there's an awful lot of people that play around with this particular kind of a dynamic, and they spend a lot of time, money, and energy trying to heal and release and dissolve and reframe and retrain and all these things that are the blocks. But if your journey's like me, like mine was, and you have been doing that, you probably have noticed that there just seems to be an endless number of blocks, or you can't get to the one that's causing the problem, and that no matter what you do to try to isolate, uncover, reveal these things and change them, it doesn't seem to make any difference. Now, there are stories where it does. There's lots of stories where it does. And if there are blocks and they get removed and somebody gets something that they wanted, or they're blocks and they don't get removed and somebody does not get what they want, to me, again, it still ties back to mission and purpose and theme and timing. Because again, to my bias, when people do, for that particular piece, isolate something that's been blocking them and there's a healing or a dissolving or there's a removing or a reframing or a retraining or something, and then something happens, it is because, again, that healing, if you will, aligned with their mission and purpose and the timing for them to have something, and that's why it happened. And when it doesn't, it's not because there's something wrong with you, or you're doing it wrong, or you went to the wrong healer, or you went to the wrong this or that, or you were just such a bad person, did so many bad things in some other life that you just have to endlessly pay back for that, you know, whatever. It's not the typical things that you've probably heard if you've been going down that kind of a path. It's, again, goes back to the first two things I talked about. It's not your time yet to have what it is that you want, to dissolve that block that's been blocking you and causing all kinds of unique experiences by you trying to get it and not getting it. Or it just isn't part of your mission or purpose to dissolve that block, to heal that whatever. And if you look at a lot of lives out there objectively, which I have had the opportunity and the pleasure to be able to do, playing the role of writer, teacher, speaker, coach, facilitator, whatever you want to call it, I've been privy to a lot of details about a lot of people's lives. There are people that there are things, blocks, limits in place. I call it cloud cover that's blocking the sun, which is what it is that you really want. And that block, that wounding, that whatever you want to call it, limiter, pain, whatever, will be there when they die. You know, that was the case with my father as an example. It will be the case with my mother at the time of this recording. She's still alive. It's been the case of a lot of other people that I am aware of throughout the length of their life, and they're much older now, or they've died and they never addressed some of these things that were deeply buried inside of them, so to speak, because it wasn't part of their mission or purpose or theme or story for them to do that. And this, to me, these four possibilities, the last two of which loop back to the first two, it's always, to my bias and experience, the first two, timing and mission and purpose and theme, that determine everything that's happening to us, whether we don't like that message or not, whether we really wish it were true. To me, at the core of so many of the frustrations that people like us experience trying to change, fix, and improve our life is that core belief that is screamed so often and so loudly, which is you have unlimited power and you can create anything that you want whenever you want. Now, usually the party line doesn't scream whenever you want, but it's implied. The language isn't there. The language is you can create anything you want if you just know the right strategy. You can create anything you want if you just know the right technique. Those kinds of things. And it isn't talked about so directly or so visibly that you can also do it whenever you want, but that's the implication that you can. It's implied. And that, to me, is what causes whatever, 99.9% of the frustration, the anger, the disillusionment, that whatever on the path that I call the change, fix, and improve path is that single belief, which is just not true. My bias and experience is it's not true. It just isn't true with a capital T. And if you look at your life and you look at the lives of people that you know a lot of details about, you look at what's going on in the world, there is very little evidence to support the fact that it's true. There are all kinds of success stories for just about every method, practice, or technique. And sometimes they're distorted, and sometimes they're hypey, and sometimes, you know, somebody goes through a course or a workshop or they read a book, and they're all optimistic and they're all powerful, and they think that they're going to then get something, and so they rave about whatever it is, or something good happened to them shortly, you know, after they went through something. And so they're glowing and they're giving these testimonials, you know, my income tripled, this happened, that happened. And if we took a look at their life 2 years after that, 3 years after that, 5 years after that, whatever, we would see in many cases, there are some exceptions, we see in many cases that things are not all as rosy as they seem to be when that testimonial was given. So to my bias and experience, and what I invite you to consider, is that, again, that just isn't true. You can't create anything. And you can't create any result or outcome or whatever whenever you want. What happens in your life, whether you're trying to produce a result and you're getting it, you're trying to produce a result and you're getting blocked, whatever it is, everything that happens to you is determined by mission, purpose, and theme, what your story is all about, and then what is the best timing for certain things to happen underlying the overall global mission, purpose, theme, and what your story is all about. And that's what's really driving everything. And so ultimately, the way out of the trap, the way out of what I call the quicksand pit that I experienced and you may experience of the change, fix, and improve path of thinking that you can create anything you want and then embracing these different techniques to try to do it, and then hitting dead ends after dead end after dead end, or getting something and losing it, or getting something and finding out that it didn't really make you as happy as you thought it would be. It didn't change your life the way that you thought it would be, and so you're still struggling for something else. There's new things on your list that you want that you're not getting. It's this endless kind of a thing for most people, and definitely was for me. And the only way out of that is to take a radically different approach. It's not that someday you're going to finally find the magical technique that'll get rid of the block, or that'll be the right strategy, or that'll be whatever, which is the way that it seems, and again, what the party line screams out. That's not the answer. That can ultimately happen, as I mentioned, when it is your time and when it does align with your mission and purpose. But to me, the only thing that ever worked for me, and the only thing that has ever worked for the vast majority of people that have come into my sphere of influence, is to take a radically different approach. And it's what I call traveling the truth path with a capital T, truth, capital T. And it involves getting clear on who you really are at all levels, personal and let's call it spiritual, what your real mission and purpose is for being here, what it is that you really want versus what you think you want. And as part of that, it involves taking a brutally honest look at what is it that's on your list? What is it that you've been trying to get? What are the outcomes, the results that you've been trying to produce? And where did they come from? How did they get on your list? Why are they there? And this is all part of getting clear on what's really going on. What I call, again, dissolving lies, illusions, and stories, and cloud cover, so that the sun of truth and the life that you really want can shine in. Now, if you have any kind of an openness to this, any kind of a resonance with this, I'd like to invite you to participate in a webinar training that I created that'll go much more deeply into this. And I call it the Ultimate Freedom Blueprint, 7 steps to true, with a capital T, transformation, and living the life that you really want. And I put a lot of emphasis on the difference between the life that you really want, which means what would align with your mission and purpose and the theme of your story in life, versus what you think you want, which is what appears in your mind for whatever reason, wherever it's come from, that's what you've been pushing to get but haven't gotten yet. And so I'd like to invite you to participate in that webinar training. It's a video-based training that you can register for at your preferred day and time and go through it, and it'll go much more deeply into this, including the opportunities that there are for changing things and what I call getting into alignment with who you really are, getting clear on and then bringing everything into alignment with who you really are, what you really want, what your mission and purpose is really all about, what would really make you happy and lead to a truly fulfilling and rich life, what has really been blocking you from knowing who you really are and what you really want and getting what you really want, and then how to dissolve those blocks, which will happen at the best time for you and in a way that aligns with your mission and purpose, and going about getting what you really want in a completely different way. So if that interests you, I'd like to invite you to go to the following link on one of my websites where you can register for this training and discover a lot more about this. Now, website links sometimes get a little bit tricky when they're spoken and you can't just see them or click on them. So the odds are wherever you got this audio from, there will be a link underneath it, either on the page if it was on my blog or in the description of the podcast episode if you got this through a podcast. Or if you found this some other way, the link ought to be visible there. You ought to be able to click on it there. But just in case, I'll spell it out for you now. It's ScheinfeldCommunications.com/different. And that's Scheinfeld Communications, ScheinFeld, Communications, ComMunicationsCIONS, ScheinfeldCommunications.com/different, because this is a very different path to travel in order to get what you really want instead of what you think you want. So thanks for listening. Thanks for spending a little bit of time with me here. Hopefully you can consider what I shared here with an open mind, at least as a possibility, being an objective scientist. And I once again invite you to register for the webinar training, The Ultimate Freedom Blueprint, 7 Steps to True, with a capital T, Transformation, and Living the Life You Really Want. And by the way, the reason I call it the Ultimate Freedom Blueprint is because that's the best way that I've ever found to describe what actually happens when you travel this path, when you what I call knock out the cloud cover and allow more and more sun to shine in. It feels like ultimate freedom in so many ways. And so that's why I call it that. Okay, bye-bye for now. I'll look forward to our next form of contact, whatever shape that takes.
That completes another episode of the Illusions and Truth Show with Robert Scheinfeld.